Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Well, I'm not going to say this was the stupidest thing that Governor Newsom of California ever did because there's so much competition from other decisions of his, but it is a pretty stupid thing. Stupid meaning he hopes stupid people will fall for it. This guy himself is not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing. That would put him on the road to evil, borderline evil, if not completely evil, but there's a difference between evil and stupid. Anyway, you've heard the news by now, and it's being hailed as a great victory. Governor Newsom signed into law minimum wage of $20 per hour for people working at fast food restaurants. Regular restaurants don't have that standard. And if you bake bread, you don't have that standard because the owner of Panera Bread, well, he contributes to Newsom's campaign. Now, liberals love to talk about minimum wage and they pat themselves on the back and they talk about how compassionate they are because they're giving people so much money. This is not going to give people more money for the most part. People are going to get less money. People are going to be out of work. It's bad for the consumer. It's bad for the employees. Now, I know a lot of you hate math and aren't good at math, but you don't have to even be good at math to do the math on this one. People can't afford to pay $20 per hour to every single employee. So what are they going to do? They're either going to cut back on employees, lay off some, or not hire as many new ones next year, or they're going to cut the hours of the employees that they already have to part-time. So even though it sounds like they're going to be getting more money, wow, 20 bucks an hour, they're actually going to be getting less money. And of course, another way to make up the cost, because all these free gifts that the Democrats give are never free, in other ways, they're going to raise prices for the consumer. How'd you like to pay 80 bucks for a Big Mac? It's not quite that high yet. I'm using a little bit of hyperbole, but not much. This will start taking us immediately to a step that we've seen beginning anyway, and it's going to get a lot worse, where you go in and you order from a kiosk. Sooner or later, that probably would have taken over the jobs of everybody anyway. Employers love it when they don't have some human employee that's going to be asking for $20 an hour. They'd love to have a robot that flips hamburgers instead. They'd love to have people order off of kiosks instead of walking up to the counter. Don't you just love that idea? The day will come when you won't find one human being in McDonald's or Taco Bell or In-N-Out. And when they get your order wrong, oh, that should be fun. Who do you go and complain to? You program it in, you go online, you fill out a form, and you hear a voice that says, "We appreciate your patience. We ask that you bear with us." And this is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.